வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 31st of October, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Translation: when the strong knot in the heart of a person implicated in material life due to the result of past action is slackened, one turns away from his attachment to home, wife, and children. In this way, one gives up the basic principle of illusion, I and mine, and becomes liberated. Thus, one goes to the transcendental world.
From the conclusion is given here, one should be completely satiated from the attachment of sex. Then he is liberated. Liberation means no more material life. And the basic principle of material life is sex. Therefore, whole Vedic civilization is based on to train people how he becomes free from sex desire. The great emperor Jamunacharya, he gave his experience how he became liberated from sex desire. Jadavadhi mama citta krishna padarvinda nava nava dhamaran tumasi tadavadhi vatanari sangame smarjamane bhavati mukha vikara susthu nishthivana cha. Since he gives his experience, since I have given my mind and heart in the service of Jadavadhi Mama Krishna Padaravinda at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, and I have increased my transcendental blissful life by rendering such loving service. Since then, even if I think of sex life, tadavadhi mama citta tadavadhi vatanari sangame smarjamane, even sex life, thinking of it, it becomes so abominable that I spite of it. This is the test of advancement of Krishna conscious life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he delivered Jagai Madhai, this Jagai Madhai was debauched, drinking illicit sex, meat eating, and these things, degradation. These four principles are the four pillars of degradation. Therefore we prohibit that if you want to make progress in Krishna consciousness, you must give up these four principles. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this condition, that if you promise that you will give up these four principles of sinful life, then I will accept. Oh, never mind whatever you have done in the past. Every man is sinful, there is no doubt about it, more or less. So that is not disqualification. If he agrees to give up them, then immediately he becomes liberated. That is, Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, liberation is not very difficult. It can be attained in 1 minute, provided we want to take it. Just like Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mokkhayiṣyāmi. So, if you are free from the resultant action of sinful life, then you are liberated. If you get shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna and do not act in such a way that you again fall down, then you are liberated. Liberation means, we have several times discussed, hitya anatha rupam sarupena avastiti. Our sarup means original constitutional position is jive sarupaya ditta krishna da, eternally servant of Krishna. That's when as we place ourselves in our original place, then you are liberated immediately. If you decide finally that we shall now continuously, vehemently fix our in Krishna consciousness, very simple thing, Krishna consciousness is described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhava-manmata, that's all. Always think of me, manmana. And bhava-mad-bhakta, be ready always to serve me. Bhakta means where there is bhakti and bhagavan, then bhakta. If there is no bhagavan, and there is no activity to serve Bhagavan, there is no bhakta. That demons. So bhakta means there must be Bhagavan. Seva and sevan. Seva, sevak, seva. Three things. Seva means who is to be Sad, the master, Sevya. And Sevak means the servant. If there is master and servant, then there is Seva. This Seva is called Bhakti. So, here, mano rilayanti asya karmanubaddha dhira asratita. When he decides, no more these things. Athat bihat chetra sutapu vitta ijanasya mano mohoyam. When he understands that I am becoming more and more implicated, Pungsang Sriya Methuni Bhava Method, by these sex desires, I am becoming more and more implicated. This implication is engaging me more and more in karma, karmanuvadhya. When you understand this and try to get free from this business, then we become eligible for going back home, back to Godhead. Tada jana tam parivartate asma. Tam parivartate returns to his original position, asma. And when he turns back towards back home, back to God, then he is mukta, then he is. Mukti is described here. It is not very difficult. Simply we have to decide that it is enough, no more. Then mukta param jati utihaya hetu. This is the hetu. We are baddha, conditioned. This is the hetu. Atagrihachetu sutata vitti janasamohoyam. So long we shall try, because people are after this griha, apartment or home, chetra, land, griha chetra, suta, children, after friends, vitta, wealth, riches. The basic principle is that maitra, agaramagya, bindati tapan. This is a very important point. Therefore, according to Vedic civilization, one is trained how to develop these ideas, concoction. That is, brahmachari, grihastha, manaprastha, ultimately sannyas. No more. And ultimately, sannyas also is known the perfectional state. So sannyas is also practice. How to come to the perfectional state? The perfectional state is to be engaged, practice, not theoretical, engaged in the service and the law, according to his capacity. Not that everyone will be able to do everything. That is not required. Krishna is not the stereotype that he has to be served in this way only. No. Krishna can accept service in so many ways. There are dadasa rasa, akhila samrata sindhu. Just like Krishna is enjoying when Bhishma Deva was piercing his body with the arrows. He was enjoying. This is also rasa. Then Bhishma purposefully, he knows Krishna is the Supreme Lord, still his body, he was giving him pleasure by throwing arrows in his body. So Krishna takes pleasure in that. Krishna does not take pleasure only when you throw rose flower. He can take pleasure when you can pierce, if you are actually able to do that. That is Krishna. So, anukulena krishnanusidanam. You have to know how Krishna will be pleased. Then we are perfect. That we have to practice. First of all, in the vidhimanda, according to śāstra, according to the instruction of guru, sadhu śāstra guru vākya, pinete koriya vikra, sadhu margānu gavanam, adu gudvāsrayam, sadharma pritya. To accept guru means to be inquisitive. Just like Sanatana Goswami, he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I was minister, I was implicated in material activities. You have relieves me from this implication. Now, please tell me what I have to do. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami was given instruction for 2 months continually, what to do now. So that is called sadharma pariksha. Not that a fashion, I have met Guru, I have accepted Guru, my business is finished. No. Sadharma pariksha, the disciple must be ready to ask. Sanatana Goswami, you are the minister, he resigned the post. That does not mean he was silent, stopped all work. He was asking, what I have to do? This is sadharma pariksha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him to come to Vrindavan and renovate the Vrindavan Leela. This place, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent, this city or this whole Vrindavan area, Radhakunda, it was all field only, agricultural field. Nobody knew where Krishna had his pastimes. So it was the direction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that this is Radhakunda, this is this, this is this. And the Goswamis, they did. That was not that they came here, although they were sitting underneath the tree. Radha Goswami had no opportunity to come to a nice temple like this. They came and the whole thing was only agricultural field. But they constructed gradually the Madan Mohan's temple, the Govindaji's temple, Radha Kunda. Then this fully writing books and establishing temple. Then after them, others, big. This like first of all, Maharaj Man Singh, he carried out the order of Rupa Goswami. He spent so much in those days, lakhs and crores of rupees. You have seen the Govindaji's temple broken. It is not possible to construct such a temple at the present moment. But it was done by the order of Sri Rupa Goswami. It is the system, if you want to see a saintly person, you must go there to serve him. Not that simply asking, give me your blessing. And are you worthy for blessing? No. What a cheap blessing. Blessing also they do not know what is blessing. They think that I have got some disease. If this saintly person gives me some blessing, I will relieve from this disease. Why don't you go to the doctor? But you go to saintly person for curing your disease. This is only abhilasha. They do not know even how to approach a saintly person. So, Manasingha was a very important man. He was the commander-in-chief of Bhagavat, and he approached Rupa Goswami, what can I do for you? So, Rupa Goswami, he did not require that temple, but he wanted to engage this rich man to the service of the Lord, and he asked him that you construct a temple like this. Rupa Goswami was living very humbly. You know, at the Dada Damodar temple, the Bhajan Ashram, he did not require a temple. But we are making members. Why? The idea is then spending money for nothing in sense gratification, take some money from them and engage in constructing things. This is our policy. Not that we want to live in big palatial building and take subscription from others. No, this is not our policy. He spoils the money in sense gratification, so try to engage. This is the policy. And exactly following the footprints of Goswami, we do not require any money. We are quite confident Krishna will supply all the necessities, but to engage the whole world who are spending money in so many rascal ways, if that money is engaged in Krishna consciousness, they will get a chance. This is called Agyata Sukriti. He does not know how he is making progress in Krishna consciousness. Agyata. It is unknown to him. But the person who is trying to induce him to be engaged in Krishna's service, that is his friend, real friend. They are misunderstanding that these people are exacting money by force. Even if it is done by force, it is good for the person who is contributing. But we should not use any such means. People will misunderstand. The policy is that his money, which is accumulated for sense gratification. In Western countries, they accumulate millions of dollars, and at the last moment, he gives to his dog. There are many instances, you know better than me. Yes, no, nobody, because they do not marry, no children, no friend. So, the dog is the best friend in Western country. Every gentleman must have this best friend, pet dog. So, ultimately, because he has nobody to give, he gives to the dog. Makes a will that my dog will get it, and they give him jewelry, ornaments, and so on, so on, so on. We have got practical experience. The big palace which we have purchased in Detroit, the man did not marry, so ultimately he bequeathed the whole estate to the dog. And there is a tomb of the dog. So, one has to do it. If he does not do it for God, then you have to do it ultimately to the dog. The better, so long you have got money, you spend it for God. Sannimitte varamta vinase niyate sati. This is in the instruction of Chanakya Pandit. That whatever money you have got, it will be spent. You cannot keep it. Either the money will go from you, or you have to go from you. You cannot keep it. That is not possible. If you don't spend the money for Krishna, if you keep it, then I shall see, I shall lick up this money and be happy. Kripana. Then those who are miser, they do not spend money for Krishna, but they see the money. Therefore, it has become a problem for us. How to spend the money? How to spend the money for Krishna? That is our policy. We do not want to keep money. We cannot keep, that is not possible. Somebody will take it. Ultimately, the government will take another. Whether spend it for Krishna. Spend it for Krishna. That is the right use. Sarnimittevaramatago, Vinasenya Chanaka Pandit, he was a great politician, he is admiring him, that if you have got money, spend it for Krishna. Don't keep it. Spend it for Krishna. What needs to be spoiled? Today or tomorrow it will be spoiled. Somebody will take and spoil it. Better, if you spend it for Krishna, at least your service will be recognized. Krishna will see that this man is spending his hard-earned money for me. That is called Agnata Sukriti. This service to Krishna, this inclination does not arise unless one is very, very good asset he has got. Chaturvidha bhajante maam sukriti na. Who comes to Krishna bhajan? Sukriti na. Not ordinary. Sukriti. Chaturvidha bhajante maam sukriti na. Those are duskriti na. They will never come to Krishna. Namah duskriti na umbra. Prapadjanti na rathama. Lowest of the mankind. Full of sinful activities, how they can come to Krishna? It is not possible. Jisham tu antagatama papam jananam punna karvana tedannamaha nirmuktam bhajanti maam dirambhuta. These are the qualities. Manushyanam sahasrekhu kastinjata jisindhaya. So, there are many authoritative statements. Now janma koti bhi sukriti. Tatta laulam me karam mallam. Nalam bhate janma koti bhi sukriti. This desire that I shall serve Krishna, it is not ordinary thing. Now janma koti bhi sukriti bhi lam bhate. But it is possible if we accumulate the sukriti. All right, little service, little service, little service. Therefore the preacher's business is to engage these fools and rascals who are very enthusiastic in the activities of sense gratification. If they are somehow or other engaged in Krishna's service, they accumulate sukriti. Sukriti. Another place it is said that kṛta-puṇya-puṇya, puṇya, sukriti, little, and it is accumulated, then they get the chance of talking with Krishna, playing with Krishna, dancing with Krishna. That is possible. It is not mythology. The rascals, they think it is mythology. It is not mythology. It is fact. But it is mythology or imagination for the non-devotees. For the devotees, it is practical. So, this is it. Mukta parama jati atiyaya hetum. Bhaktim parama pratilabha. Apuhinati nidhirova kamam atirena dhira. Vaktiṁ parāpati dhamma. That is conclusion of the, when Parikṣit Mahārāj inquired about Krishna's rāsa-līlā, Sukadeva Goswāmī replied that if one is actually qualified to hear about rāsa, Vikrita Gridanucha, Vrajabhadra, we Vishnu. These activities without Krishna and the devotee, if it is properly spoken and heard, then the result will be that Vijarova Kamam Apurvati. The material disease, calm, blessed desire will be finished. Now, and bhaktiṁ parāpati rūpam ridhrūpa kāma apuṇya acīrena dhīra. Very strong, it will be dhīra. Namah. Namah. This is it. Not that after hearing Rasa, oh, let me meet him. Let me also dance with young girls and enjoy. This is going on, lust. Mayavadis, they do that. Perhaps you know, there are so many instances. But actually, the result will be this. Rizroku kamam, achirina dhira. No more desire. Thank you very much.